Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks. And finally today, it wouldn't be Wednesday without our regular midweek check-in on the world of sports with Bill Littlefield, host of NPR's Only a Game. Hey, Bill.
How are you, Anthony? It's going to be a dreary exercise today, I'm afraid, but off we go.
Come on. We can find some way to pick it up here. So, yes, but on the theme of dreariness, the Celtics, the playoff. Last night, the Celtics had their worst first quarter in NBA playoffs history since 1954, scoring just 7 points against the Atlanta Hawks.
Yes, while giving up 104 three-pointers to the other team, or so it seemed to anybody watching that game. It was some ugly stuff.
And guard Avery Bradley is out for at least the rest of the series with a hamstring injury, and offensive duo Isaiah Thomas and Jay Crowder combined for just 18 points. So here's Jay Crowder dealing with a high ankle sprain. He had just 2 points last night. Here's what he said about the team's dismal first quarter.
Slow starts again. That's making everything more complicated. That's making our offense more complicated. We've done too good of it. We had too good of a year to go out the way we've been going out this past few games.
Okay, so are we seeing a team here that's just not living up to its potential, or an incredible run by a team that's just not playoff ready?
I mean, well, maybe the next couple of games will answer that question.
Yeah.
Right now, they look like a team that is failing to get started at precisely the time that good NBA teams get started, which is with the beginning of the playoffs, when people begin paying attention. This is a team that's blown hot and cold throughout the year, and when they've been hot, they have looked extremely good and been great fun to watch because they really have played as a team. They don't have, as somebody pointed out to me recently, any of the top 20 players in the league in that lineup, and yet they've, as I say, managed some great streaks. Avery Bradley, of course, has been a huge part of those successful runs, and without him, it's a tough go.
It's a tough go. All right. Well, speaking of a tough go, let's move on to the Boston Bruins. They've missed the playoffs for the second straight year. That's in part because they lost 9 of their last 12 games.
And the last one in I never like to say a team embarrassed itself, because I don't think that's usually appropriate when we're talking about professional athletes.
Right.
But they really did look awful at the end.
Now, last week, the team announced that head coach Claude Julien would keep his job. What do you think? Right move?
Well, this is the sort of thing that you don't know until sometime into the meat of the next season. If the Bruins can put it together, and if they can all gather around and say, hey, you know what, the coach shouldn't lose his job because we fell down on our job, then maybe this works to their advantage. He's generally well-liked, and I don't really see any indication that he's lost the team, which is what they usually say when managers or head coaches get fired. So we'll see.
Here's Bruins president Cam Neely talking about the team and saying it was sticking with the rebuilding plan that began last year. Here's what he said.
We should have locked up the third seed, and who knows. But that didn't happen, and we're all extremely disappointed that the way the season ended. But having said that, that plan was not a one-off season fix. We know where we need to improve, and you know we're taking the necessary steps to continue to do that.
So if you're a diehard Bruins fan, are you feeling much better after listening to that?
No. If you're a diehard Bruins fan, you're saying, hey, for goodness sake, we missed the playoffs again. Let's do something. And the easiest something to do is to fire the coach. And that's probably the way a lot of diehard fans feel. But you know, every fan is different, and who knows? There are probably a lot of Claude Julien fans out there as well.
All right. Well, keeping on this theme of underachieving, let's talk a little bit of baseball. 2 weeks into a young season, and what can we say about the Red Sox so far?
You can say that you hope no more pitchers leave the game in the first inning,
as Joe Kelly did last night.
This is not exactly a pitching-rich team, Mr. Price, his arrival notwithstanding. So you got to hope that they stay healthy. And boy, the 19th and 20th of April is awfully early to begin to have pitching woes. So that doesn't bode well. But again,
it's early
awfully
times.
Early. Yes.
It's early times. Okay. Now you have an interesting interview coming up on Only a Game this weekend that might interest Sox fans. It's an interview with the author of a book with a title that we can't say on our air.
No,
so how can we say it?
We have to say Bucky Bleeping Dent, I think, on our air. And that's the title of the book that David Duchovny has written. And if you, the name is familiar, David Duchovny, of course, was the star of X-Files and been in lots of other TV stuff. I didn't know he was a writer, and when the book appeared on my desk, I thought, oh, yeah, sure, a book by David Duchovny about the Red Sox, or at least the Red Sox and the Yankees.
And, of course, Bucky Dent.
As a subplot.
Just for listeners who might not.
He's the guy who beat the Yankees in 1978 with
light-hitting shortstop.
Least likely home run that the wall has ever seen.
Right.
But it's a wonderful book, and David Duchovny, he was great fun. He went into the studio in New York, and we had a conversation about it, and I enjoyed it thoroughly, so... I'm sure our listeners will have some fun with it as well.
All right. Well, here's a little bit of the author firsthand. Here we go.
Once I started to think of this story as Bucky Bleepin' Dent, all these emotional story ideas started to take shape against the backdrop of baseball in 1978.
So it sounds like it's a lot more than just that one ball game.
Oh, a great deal more. Very ambitious little novel.
All right. Bill Littlefield, host of NPR's Only a Game, which airs Saturdays at 7 and again at 7 BPM. He joins us here on Radio Boston every Wednesday. Bill, always great to have you.
A pleasure as always, Anthony. Thank you.
And that's it for today. Radio Boston is a production of 90.9 WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.